Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. I'm really excited. It's Saturday.
That's right, friends. I'm Pauline. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we get to review it all together.
Hey Pauline, I found this map, and I think it leads to the lost gold of El Dorado.
Ah, Peter, I hate to break it to you, but that isn't a map.
What?
That is your clipboard. Those are your notes. And El Dorado is still a lost city.
Lost cities. Well, I did enjoy learning about them. And one day maybe I'll find El Dorado.
Friends, today we get to review our lesson. We talked about simple solutions to life's problems.
We had a mystery and we talked about lost cities around the world. So let's start reviewing by looking at those lessons again. Pay attention.
Hi, Rob. You don't look happy. What's wrong?
I'm leaving in 15 minutes. I need my phone, but the battery is almost dead.
So charge your phone.
I'm trying. But it is taking a long time.
There is a simple solution. Turn off your phone. Then it can charge faster.
Really? Thanks. I can do that.
What are you doing, Taylor?
Hi, James. I'm listening to music.
Can I listen too?
Sure. Let me play a song.
Can you turn up the sound? I can't hear your cell phone.
I can fix that. Let's use this empty cup as a speaker.
Now I can hear the music.
James, you're all wet.
Hi, Tina. I forgot my umbrella.
That's bad.
Now my shoes are all wet. It isn't fun to be out in the rain.
You can make your shoes waterproof. You use candle wax.
Really? How?
Rub a candle all over your shoe. Then use a hair dryer to melt the wax.
That's easy. Thanks.
What are you doing, Alex?
Hi, Susie. I'm watching a movie on my smartphone, but my phone keeps falling over.
You need a stand.
I know, but I don't have one.
Use your sunglasses.
What do you mean?
Fold your sunglasses on the table, then put your phone in them like this.
That's a great idea.
Mr. F calls me. I go to the old school. He is with a lady. She is a neighbor.
Something strange is happening,
she says.
There were lights in the school.
There are a lot of people in schools,
he says.
That is not strange.
But I see the lights late at night. The school is not open,
she says. That is strange. Mr. F and I go into the school. Mr. F is scared.
There are stories about this school,
he says.
They are scary stories. They are ghost stories.
There are no ghosts,
I say. We hear a sound.
What's that?
asked Mr. F. I don't know. We are walking around. We see something move down the hall. It is a small light.
It's a ghost!
Yells Mr. F. I use my flashlight. I see something. It is not a ghost. It is a woman. She has a flashlight.
Who are you?
We ask.
I am the janitor,
she says.
Why are the lights off?
Asks Mr. F.
I am new,
she says.
I can't find the light switch.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we are talking to Trina Travel. Trina loves to travel.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you traveling these days?
I'm exploring lost cities.
Lost cities?
Yes, I'm leading a lost city tour next month.
What is a lost city?
Most lost cities are ancient cities, but people don't live in them anymore, so they are abandoned.
That sounds exciting. Which city are you going to next month?
I'm going to Angkor in Cambodia.
That's very famous. Was it a big city?
Yes, it covered at least 1,000 square kilometers. More than 1 million people live there.
Wow, and it's ancient?
Yes, it was an important city 800 to 1,000 years ago.
Many people like to visit lost cities. A lost city is a city that people abandoned but did not destroy. People left most of these cities because of war or natural disasters. Years later, people found these cities again and told other people about them. The ruins of Pompeii in Italy were discovered in the 16th century. Today, about 2 million people visit the ruins each year. Two of the most famous lost cities are Angkor in Cambodia and Machu Picchu in Peru. Machu Picchu is a very strange lost city. No one knows why it was abandoned. Hiram Bingham found it in 1911. He brought it to the attention of the world. Angkor is an ancient city. Cambodian people have always known about it. But people in the West didn't hear about it until the 1860s. Some lost cities might not be real. Stories say that a city called El Dorado is lost in South America. The city has a lot of gold in it. People have searched for El Dorado, but no one has ever found it. Other stories talk about the city of Atlantis. It was a famous island city. The stories say Atlantis sank into the ocean. No one has ever found it.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time for a couple of questions to review.
Great. I'm always ready for questions. Friends, you can try to answer along with us.
Well, where should we start, Pauline?
Let's first start with simple solutions.
Okay, well, simple solutions. We all have problems in our life, and we think of ways to solve these problems. Some are easier than we think.
That's right. Lots of people enjoy watching their phones. Some people even watch movies on their phones.
So what's the problem with that? I think that's a great thing.
Well, it's so tiring for us to hold our phones up. So what can we do?
Well, we learn about a very simple solution. We can find a friend to hold the cell phone for us.
Oh, what? No, that's not the solution. Remember, you can use sunglasses as a stand.
That's right. That is a very simple solution. Okay. I have one. What's a simple solution to charge your phones? I know a lot of us use the phones every day. How can we charge them more quickly?
You can buy an extra battery.
Oh, yeah, but then you have to spend money. I think I have a different answer. You can just turn your phone off when you charge it. That way it will charge faster.
Okay. Well, now let's talk about the mystery. This week it was a little scary. Can you tell me what a janitor is?
I thought our mystery was interesting. I was a little scared. Pauline, I think you were more scared than me. A janitor. Well, a janitor, this is a job. A person does this job. A janitor cleans a building. Schools have janitors.
That's right. And at the end of our mystery, we found out that it was the janitor whose lights were on in the school.
Yes, the janitor was new and didn't know how to turn on the lights or was afraid to, you know, turn on too many lights. They were new. They were polite.
That's right. Well, we also talked about lost cities. Let's mention a few while we have time.
Well, El Dorado. This is a city no one has found. We don't know if it's real.
That's right, but we do know that Machu Picchu is real, and it's on the top of a mountain in Peru.
Atlantis is under the ocean. It's also not real.
That's right, but there is one more real one we talked about, Angkor in Cambodia.
Yes, and you will have to go soon. And friends, right now we need to go to a short break. We'll see you right after this. Welcome back, everyone. So, Pauline, we had a lot of lessons. Which was your favorite lesson this week?
Oh, I loved the lesson about lost cities. You know, I like to travel. And I remembered I have always wanted to go to Angkor. I am now thinking I should plan a trip soon.
That sounds like a great idea. You will really enjoy it. Well, friends, now it's time for our features from this week. Let's watch them together.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack. Today, I'm helping my daughter put on her shoes. Sometimes, she can't remember which shoe is the left shoe and which is the right shoe. I'm going to help her. See this big sticker? I'm going to cut it in half. And I will put this half in the left shoe. And this half in the right shoe. Uh-huh. Now, when I hold the shoes together, you see the whole sticker. Now my daughter can just look at the sticker and know which shoe to put on which foot. These kind of trick is called a life hack. There are many of them that can make your life easier.
There are many, many life hacks. People like to share them with others because life hacks can make your life easier. You can find many of them on the internet. For example, do you want to buy a plane ticket out of the country? Shop Tuesday at 3 p.m., 6 weeks before your flight. That is the cheapest the ticket will ever be. Try it and see. Do you have a mosquito bite? Rub the inside of a banana peel on it. The itch will soon stop. Maybe you're cooking soup and you put in too much salt. Just add a few pieces of raw potato, then throw them away before you eat the soup. Your soup will no longer be too salty. Feeling stressed? Eat a banana. It will help you relax and feel happier. Did you forget to put something in an envelope and you already sealed it? Put it in the refrigerator for an hour and it will unseal. These are just a few life hacks. You can try them and see if they work for you.
There are so many life hacks to try. You can find so many on the internet. Just search for life hacks and see what you find. You might learn something new and useful. That's all for today. Goodbye and see you next time on Jack's File.
When you have exciting news, or when your day is bad, when something's good you want to share, or you hear something sad. When you have exciting news, or when your day is bad, when something's good you want to share, or you hear something sad. Pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend. Pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend. Have exciting news when your day is bad. When something's good, you wanna share, or you hear something sad. Pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend. Pick up your phone and make a call. Text messages you can send. There's someone who will care for you. Just call me a friend.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about travel, and here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Troy Pompey. Hello Troy.
Hello everybody, it is good to be here.
Well, it is good to have you, Troy. Now Troy, I have a question here from one of my friends. Can you answer it for us?
Great!
All right. Well, our question today comes from Petra Atlantis of Cambodia. Petra writes, I live close to Angkor Wat. Many people think of it as a lost city. Can you tell me about some other lost cities in the world?
Of course, Petra. I love to. Studying and talking about lost cities is my favorite hobby.
Okay, great. So what are some other lost cities in the world?
Well, there are many lost cities in our world. These are cities where people lived many years ago. But because of war or an event in nature, they were lost and everyone moved away.
Interesting. Where are these cities?
Oh, they're all over the world. One of the most famous cities is called Pompeii.
I know about Pompeii. It's in Italy.
That's right. Several thousand years ago, Pompeii was a popular town. But in 79 AD, a volcano erupted and buried the city.
Whoa. Many people were buried alive.
That's right. Another famous lost city is Machu Picchu in Peru. Now, no one lives there now, but it is a popular tourist site.
Who used to live there?
The Incans. It used to be a very busy city for them. Today, tourists go there to see the ruins and learn about the Incan culture.
That's really interesting. Well, thanks for your help, Troy. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Grandma, you really love this forest, don't you?
I sure do, Red. I think it's peaceful. I think it's a little scary, especially at night. Well, you know, there's a story that says, you know, about the person who... I mean, did you hear about the story about...
Stories say that an old woman lives in this forest.
What was that?
Super Sentence Man is my name, and let's play a little game.
Oh, I like games.
Great. Today's super sentence is, stories say that... something. Can you think of another way to use this super sentence?
Oh, sure. Stories say that a large monster lives in the lake.
Stories say that a large monster lives in the lake. Excellent. Can you give me another one?
Okay. Stories say that these trees come alive at midnight.
Stories say that these trees come alive at midnight. Ooh, that sounds scary, but that was a super sentence.
Oh, stories say that Super Sentence Man travels around the world every day bringing his super sentences with him.
Yes, yes, those stories are true. In fact, I must go now to help somebody else. But remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Oh, Grandma, what were you saying?
Oh, right. Stories say that an old woman lives in this forest.
Grandma, I think I know who that old woman is.
Who?
You. Don't be silly. I'm not old.
Those features are great. It is a fun way to learn our English, and we can practice here together.
That's right. We always enjoy answering questions with you, and you can come back every Saturday to review lessons with us, and you get to watch those conversations and features again.
Well, I think that we learned all there is. We learned a lot of great English phrases and questions and answers today.
Well, we did learn a lot, but I think there will be more to learn. But over the weekend, you can keep practicing what we did learn.
Yeah, maybe try a question or two at home. Well, friends, thanks for joining us, and make sure to keep talking to other friends. We'll see you again on Monday, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.